Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not here with a written statement or, you know, a press release or anything. But I think it's important that people realize that this isn't just about the battle between Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. For many of us, and I include myself in this, whether we name this Indigenous Peoples Day or not, most of what we are battling here is the celebration of somebody who committed unbelievable atrocities against Native people. So whether we call it Indigenous Peoples Day or not, our biggest issue is the celebration of a guy who was a mass murderer, a guy who committed atrocities that even his contemporaries had trouble writing about. You know, and the connection between Christopher Columbus and the Catholic Church. I mean, I know they did a mass yesterday and they laid a wreath at the statue's feet. If you wanted to cite some of the language that came from the priests and the bishops who were there when Columbus was establishing these settlements, you would find that they were terrified with what they saw. I mean, Bartolome de las Casas, who would be the Bishop of Chiapas, would write that his hand would tremble as he wrote what his eyewitness accounts were. He asked, will future generations ever really believe this? And the fact of the matter is, in the United States in particular, there is such a heroism of Christopher Columbus that it defies truth. It's more based on Washington Irving's biography, which is rife with inaccuracies, rather than the truth of what Columbus actually did. And what did he do? He was responsible for as many as 3 million deaths of Native people on the islands that he encountered. His expedition was a failed expedition. He was not some brave explorer. He was trying to enrich himself. He was attempting to find a maritime route to trade with the East. He miscalculated the size of the Earth by half. He never reached Asia. In fact, he believed he did. Even to his dying day, he never realized that he had reached a continent that was previously unknown to Europeans. It would be Amerigo Vespucci, another Italian who doesn't get nearly the recognition that Columbus does by the Italian American community. And the fact of the matter is, Christopher Columbus wasn't Italian. He was from Genoa. He may not even have spoken Italian as a distinct language. He wrote in Spanish, he wrote in Portuguese, even to his family. So this whole connection that the Italian-American community attempts to make about their worship of Christopher Columbus is really, really, it's a mistake. It's a mistake that they still embrace, and they stand strongly, so strongly, on this notion that he is somehow their patron saint or their hero. It is sad on so many different levels, because if anybody took the time, and you know, I recently did a YouTube video talking about Columbus in his own words and in the words of Bartolome de las Casas and others, if anybody took the time to do real research and the information's available, they would be aghast at what they find out. I mean, this is a guy who enslaved everybody 14 years or older and told them they had to fill these little metal thimbles with gold dust. And if they didn't, they'd sever their hands, hang them around their neck until they bled to death. 10,000 people died because they couldn't produce enough gold for Christopher Columbus and his men. And nobody, they're not gonna teach that to the kindergartner classes as they're singing the praises of Christopher Columbus. And the absurdity of this thing is the first holiday that kids experience in school, the first 3-day weekend, is this weekend. And I gotta tell you, I've gotta address what the Buffalo School District did. When you read the resolution that they passed, where they wanna kind of split the holiday between Italian American Heritage Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, if you read the resolution, there's nothing in the resolution that says a word about Italians. The whole thing is about how they're trying to, you know, mitigate, you know, prejudice and discrimination and all the other stuff. and recognize indigenous people. And then they just stick it in bold on the resolution that they're going to celebrate Italian Heritage Day. And why on this day? There's only one reason to do it. This clown. That's the only reason they've done it. And I'll tell you, it's an insult, and it flies in the face of Native people who are saying, our problem is the celebration of Columbus. And if you're going to connect him to an Italian-American heritage, it's a false connection. It just doesn't exist. So for many of us who will show up here and in New York and in places all across the country, and who, look, we appreciate the idea of renaming the holiday Indigenous Peoples Day. But again, the strongest issue that we have is the celebration of Columbus with parks, with statues, with parades. I mean, it's absurd that the nation's capital is associated, the United States capital is associated with Christopher Columbus. I mean, it is really absurd. And, you know, look, when you consider this is a almost first and foremost a school holiday, it becomes even more important that real education is brought to bear on this subject. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say about this whole thing. And I just think that we have to own true history and stop trying to embellish it just to make certain subgroups feel good. And as a Native person, I'm saying, look, I don't care if you call it Indigenous People Day or not, but let's stop the celebration of a mass murderer.
Have you spoken with city officials or local officials about this?
No, actually, I have. I've been one of the voices that has approached other towns, but I didn't speak to the city officials or the school board. But when I saw that resolution that came out in August, if you read the whole thing, you can't even understand where the Italian American Heritage Park, why it's just plugged in there. It doesn't even make sense. When you create a resolution, you lay out the whole case for what you're doing with the therefore, right? You whereas this, whereas that, whereas that. Well, how is there no explanation on why would they plug in Italian Heritage Day into the into that resolution? So no, I haven't, but I welcome the chance to. I know one of the things that the school district said is they are inviting an opportunity for the public to weigh in on this thing, and I will take the opportunity to voice my issues with that as well.
The superintendent also suggested that they let the students decide. That's another big part of it, that they're going to let the students kind of make their own decisions and take it as an educational opportunity. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's great, except for the fact that you've been teaching these same students these lies, these myths and lies for their entire educational experience. Since they were 5 years old, you've been teaching them the same thing. So while I think it's great to get some input from students, perhaps they should educate the students first. Let's teach the truth to the children, to these students, and including the younger ones. Let's teach some of the truth. And I realize there's some age appropriateness. I mean, when you talk about the role that Columbus played in the sex slave trade, for instance, you know, shipping 9 and 10 year old girls back to Spain for sex slaves, the fact that he was giving them to his, to some of his crew members, we may not want to, share that with our 5 year olds. But I think if you teach some of the truth, then by all means, let's let some of the kids weigh in on that, because I think they should be exposed to the truth. And look, this information's available. Columbus wrote a journal. He wrote about how thrilled he was about the prospect of subjugating Native people to be his slaves. I mean, there's the writings of Bartolomé de las Casas. There's a lot of information out there between Columbus's journals and de las Casas' journals. There's plenty of material for people to. And he wrote. De las Casas wrote 2 books, so it's not just journals. He wrote in real time, and he wrote respective to what he experienced. So there's plenty of information out there, and you don't have to look at the hype of Washington Irving's biography or the development of the relationship between the Italian American communities who went through their own oppression, and which is part of the reason they propped this guy up in the first place. But I got to tell you, one of the other things that drives me nuts is, there's this organization called the Knights of Columbus, which is a Catholic organization. And how bizarre is it? Because there's no such thing as Knights of Columbus. Columbus didn't have knights. He was working for the Spanish crown. Yeah, conquistadors, not knights. But the whole idea of changing history, using words, and these words matter. So I think I think absolutely there should be a stronger effort to tell the truth about this. And then, look, I know how committed places like Buffalo and New York City are because of the Italian American communities that exist in these urban areas. But there's a a fair number of Italian voices, who Italian-American voices, who also are troubled by this. And they are oftentimes silenced in this debate because they look for the most, you know, the strongest advocates for being either a Columbus denier or a Columbus supporter. And I think that we just need to tell some truth.
Along with that, this comes up every year, obviously, because it's a holiday for now. And when you see it dealt with around the country, there are more and more protests like this. Have you seen, you know, more positive reaction in your eyes as across the country, or people maybe taking these statues down, more protests kind of in favor of your position here?
Oh, absolutely. The trend is clear. I mean, and the tide is clear. You know, so whether we're talking about schools eliminating native mascots, or we're talking about towns and states, cities abandoning the use of Columbus Day and the celebration of Columbus Day, it's clear the direction that it's going. But you know, I mean, we're standing here in, you know, in the city of Buffalo, and this will be one of the holdouts. And same with New York City. The governor of the state of New York, who by no coincidence is Italian, Italian American, I should say. He, you know, he's a strong advocate, and he's kind of a Columbus apologist too, and so I think there has to be pushback at all levels. But no, I think the trend is clear, and I think, you know, we don't win a whole lot of wars, but we're pecking away at the battles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.